Welcome back. We're up to Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav, Chapter 4, Mishnah 6 of Maseches Pesachim. The Mishnah that we're about to go into talks about additional elements of the work or lack thereof that should be done on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Rabbi Meir says, Kol malacha shehischil ba kodim le'arba asar, any work that's necessary for Yontif that a person began before the 14th of Nisan, meaning before Erev Pesach, gomra be'arba asar, you can finish on the 14th of Nisan before Chatzos, even if he's in a place where the custom is not to do work. Avalo hi'aschil ba betchila be'arba asar, but in places in places like this that a person is not normally accustomed to do work, a person may not begin to do work on the 14th of Nisan, aval pishe yachol agarma, even though the work is necessary for Yontif and he can finish it before Chatzos. In places where there is a custom not to work on Erev Pesach before Chatzos, Rabbi Meir wouldn't allow work to begin under any circumstances. But the Chachamim will say that there are certain tasks that a person can even begin on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. The Chachamim say, Shalosh Umanios Osin Malacha B'Erev Pesach Amar Chatzos. There are three types of jobs that a person can do the work on Erev Pesach until Chatzos, because they are essential for Yontif. Ve'iluhin, and these are them, Hachayatim Ve'asaparim Ve'akufsin. Tailors, barbers, and launderers. Understandably so. Rabbi Yosi Bar Yehuda says, Af haratz anim, even the shoemakers, right? Because everyone needs shoes for Yontif as well. That was Mishnah Vav. Now on to Mishnah Zion. So on doing work on Erev Pesach after Chatzos and on Chol HaMoed is a misnomer, because people think, oh, if you got to do it, you got to do it. And, you hope for the best. But the truth is, no, Erev Pesach after Chatzos and Chol HaMoed in general, is a halachic prohibition and not just a minhag. Nonetheless, there is a difference between the two of them. On Erev Pesach, things that constitute a malacha will be usher, but on Chol HaMoed, perhaps it's a little different. So let's jump right in and see what the Mishnah has to say. So Moshivin Shovachin Latarnagulim Birba Asar. One can place eggs under hens on the 14th of Nisan, because there is no actual labor involved in this sort of an activity. And so it's permitted on Erev Pesach even after Chatzos. But on Chol HaMoed to do this would not be permissible Latarnagulim Shabarcha, but in the case of a hen that was sitting on eggs and the hen ran away, Machzir and Osalim Koma, one can return her to replace even on Chol HaMoed, even though this requires a little bit extra exertion. V'im Misa, and so too, if the hen died while she was sitting on the eggs, Moshiv and Acheres Tachta, one can set another hen in her place, since if you wouldn't do so in these last two situations, the eggs would become lost. And says the Mishnah further, Gorfin mitachas ragli behima biarba asar, a person can clear away the excrement from under an animal's feet on the 14th of Nisan after Chatzos and take it out to the big pile where they keep the stuff. Uva moed misalkin letzladin, but on Chol HaMoed he can only sweep it to the side of the yard, but he can't take it to the big pile, because this would be an unnecessary exertion for Chol HaMoed. And malichid umavid kalim mi bais ha'uman, a person can bring kalim, vessels, utensils, to the house of a craftsman, meaning someone who's going to fix your pot or whatever. You can do that, and you can pick up your utensils from the house of the craftsman on Erev Pesach etar chatzos, afal pi she'inam letzorach ha'moed, even though they're not needed for the festival, right? So you say, the reason why it's permissible is because even though perhaps the exertion is a little bit unnecessary, it doesn't involve actual like labor necessarily, but in Chol HaMoed it would be prohibited. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Zion. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Ches. Have a wonderful day.